Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview I did at the recent Cooper County Youth Cattle Show. Visiting with our 2020 KMMO Brownfield Network Youth and Ag Award winner, Adriana Day. Adriana, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is an award that we give every year. I've done it probably for 10 years or more, and it's a pleasure to give it to you.
Thank you so much.
You've been in 4-H and FFA, right?
Yes, I have.
Start with 4-H. What did 4-H mean to you? What was your favorite thing about it, and what were some of the activities you did in 4-H?
My favorite part about 4-H was definitely the opportunities that I got to do, so like Congress and camp and all that kind of stuff. It really helped me make new friends and really step out of my comfort zone.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Pilot Grove High School.
So you probably know Mr. Gene Kester, right?
Yes, I know Mr. Kester.
I have been for years going there during National FFA Week and interviewing your students, and always catch up with him at the state convention whenever they have it, and Missouri State Fair. So he's a great advisor. I know he's done a lot of good. He just told me a little while ago he loves the Pilot Grove area, that they've treated him like a king. So I know you're lucky to have him.
Oh, yes, I am. He's a really great guy. He really looks out for the kids, and he wants the best for them.
Let's talk about FFA. What was your favorite thing about FFA? And I know you probably had cattle. What were some of your SAE projects that you did?
My SAE projects were beef cattle and rabbits. And my favorite thing was Barnyard Day. It's really where I got to step out and actually talk about my SAEs and teach the younger students about what FFA is and what kind of animals we had there.
Did you go to National Convention any of your years?
Yes, I went to National Convention all 4 years. It was always a blast. I always look forward to it. It's also where I found my college that I wanted to go to.
You go to that and you see all the blue jackets and you think, oh, well, you see inside in the United States and even some outside the U.S., they're all in FFA. But everybody turns and looks to the back of your jacket to see what town you're from, and Pilot Grove, Missouri gets recognition out there as well.
Yeah, it's always funny because people will come up to me while we're at convention and will be like, so where's Pilot Grove at? And we ought to always say, do you know where Boonville is? And then if they said no, we'd say, do you know where Columbia is?
Right.
And if they said no again, then we'd say, do you know what Mizzou is? And it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
Well, I know it's been a great time for you. And real quickly, your future plans, what are they?
My future plans are to go to
Northwest Missouri State University, right?
Yes, Northwest State University, and study animal science, where I one day hope to make animal drugs.
Wish you the best of luck in that, and I'll tell you what, when I see you again, I'm going to interview you again, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I'll hold you to that, by the way.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.